Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Lots of stuff to talk about here today. Last night was SmackDown Live. What a show that was. After all these weeks, they finally gave us the long-awaited and heavily promoted AJ Styles versus James Ellsworth match. Actually, it wasn't that heavily promoted. They announced it yesterday afternoon that they were actually going to do it this time. AJ beat the guy in 10 seconds. And away he goes to his next challenger. Actually, two challengers. It is Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin. Yes, Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin. Ziggler won a number one contenders match. And then put his title shot on the line against Baron Corbin in the main event. Went to a double countout. Daniel Bryan announced it's a three-way next week. We actually have a bunch of title matches for next week's SmackDown. We'll talk about that here on the show today. What are your thoughts on this show, as well as a lot of people talking about talking smack after SmackDown went off the air? If you'd like to talk about that, you're welcome to do so here. Also, like your thoughts on 205 Live. I have not watched 205 Live. I don't know if I'm going to watch this show anymore. If you think I should, you're welcome to call and argue your position. Tonight, obviously, it is Lucha Underground. We've got the next stop in the Battle of the Bulls. We've got NXT, which has a number one contenders four-way to determine who is going to get a shot at Shinsuke Nakamura coming up at the next TakeOver event in Dallas prior to the Royal Rumble. We can talk about that here tonight, as well as a lot more. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. That's 844-411-5411. And send your text messages to me, 425-780-7566, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. And we'll be right back. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace. Dr. Approved Medical will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces at little or no cost to you. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us, 800-816-0365. Don't let your knee pain get worse. Call now and get free shipping plus a free pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots of people calling in today. We'll get into the phones here in a moment. SmackDown last night, obviously a lot of stuff to talk about there. 205 Live, the big announcement on SmackDown that Dean Ambrose and Renee are together. Can you imagine? Mike, did you see this show?
I did.
What'd you think?
Did you see this show yet?
What are you talking about? Why do you ask me that every week? Of course I saw the show.
Because maybe you watch it afterwards.
No, I watch SmackDown every single Tuesday. I don't watch 205 Live.
Well, yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if you watched it on Tuesday or not, though. If you watched it maybe Wednesday evening, I don't think anybody would hold it against you if you didn't see SmackDown right at 8 o'clock Eastern time or whenever it is that you watch it.
So what'd you think of the show?
It was a show, and it was a show where it was an interesting start to that show where James Ellsworth, the good guy, gets laid out and is cheered, or the bad guy, AJ Styles, is cheered. And then Dolph Ziggler comes out, gets laid out by Baron Corbin, which didn't exactly get Baron Corbin cheered, but it did get Dolph Ziggler to have one more time chanted at him as people wanted to see him get laid out again. And then Apollo Crews was beaten dirty by The Miz, who insulted Renee, and he was cheered. It's kind of interesting to see the show start that way. Thank God La Luchadora was able to come out and save the day for the good people, I guess.
I don't know where you're getting Ellsworth as a babyface. This guy is clearly a heel. He tipped over the ladder for his buddy Dean Ambrose, and he was.
I thought we settled on him being a delusional babyface. You're serious about him being this dastardly heel, really?
Well, let's put it this way. He's seen as a heel. He came out, he was booed. People cheered and chanted yes, yes, yes when AJ beat the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. Absolutely destroyed this guy. Everybody was so happy to see the end of James Ellsworth. He was booed later on in the show. The fans are over James Ellsworth. Maybe they recognize that, and that's why AJ Styles killed him in 10 seconds. I'm not sure.
Is that also the excuse for Dolph Ziggler and Apollo Crews, too?
Dude, Dolph Ziggler is the biggest geek in the history of this company at this point.
They basically even pointed that out last week, too.
Yeah, that's the storyline, is he's a geek. This guy comes out. Listen, this guy won a number one contenders match for the championship on next week's SmackDown. He won it in a match. He was the victor. This guy comes out after AJ has destroyed James Ellsworth, and Dolph Ziggler says, "I'm next in line for the title," and everybody booed. They don't want to see him next in line for the title.
They don't.
Baron Corbin comes out. They set up a match in the main event. This numbskull.
They don't want to see him either.
I swear to the Lord above, I thought there was no chance that Ziggler was getting a title match next week. I was absolutely certain beyond a shadow of a doubt that Baron Corbin was beating the guy. Now, that didn't quite happen. They did a double count out. So it's a three-way next week for the title, which I don't even know what the point of that is. I can't imagine them not wanting to beat Ziggler again. I mean, that's impossible. Miz and Apollo Crews, that was pretty good. We'll talk more about this as we get to the Filthy Tom Show here today, but let's see what's on everybody's mind. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee, and I'm with you guys 100%. I really did not like SmackDown Live last night.
I don't know how in the world.
Well, I did, from a personal perspective. And by the way, Mike, I'm with you 100%. David Onyeka is worse than Brian Saxton. All you got to do is replace his last.
That's what I said.
I know.
Dude, where have you been, Kenny? You're so out to lunch today.
I called 2 days ago, man.
Hold on a second. I'm the one that says Otunga's worse, not Mike. Mike thinks Byron Saxton is worse, which
is preposterous.
And you know this, Kenny.
Mm-mm. Oh, wow, I did screw up that one. But anyway, I'll take credit for that. All you have to do is just replace his last name with Crockett, and that's it. That whole Ryan.
Oh, give me a break. Get out of here, Kenny. You're off this show. I hung up on him.
That was an early Christmas present right there. Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny screwed absolutely everything up, including that last part right there. Yeah, when David Otunga, dude, Dolph Ziggler is at his best when he's under pressure. Oh, yeah? When he's under pressure, he fails every single solitary time, you idiot.
Let me tell you something. If you think David Otunga is the problem with that commentary team after last night's show, oh, my God. That entire team, all four of them could get out. And I feel bad for Moro saying that, but they have him so chopped up. And JBL, it's so bad. That is so bad. I remember, didn't you mention something about your boy, Pettengill, whatever his name is, joining the team?
Pettengill?
What is it? DeGeorge?
I don't even remember his real name,
Mooney,
but it ain't Pettengill.
Whatever.
What is his
name?
God.
Mike McGurk?
No, hold on a second. Tom Phillips.
Todd Phillips, yeah.
Tom
Phillips. I thought he was supposed to be added. He was going to be the host, and he doesn't say anything.
No,
How much did he talk last night?
No, he does. He leads us into the next segment.
He talked far more than that last week. Far more than that he spoke. Why?
Well, maybe
why?
They decided.
Why any of this?
We need a fourth voice now.
It is so bad. And I guess, is it also, too, just to take out Moro or something like that? Because they've ramped up making fun of him now and references and things like that, which is not exactly a surprise or anything, but I don't know. The timing is interesting, I guess.
I don't want to say I told you so, okay? But when Moro first came to WWE and they put him on SmackDown, and everybody was begging for Moro to be on Raw and the pay-per-views. And I said, you don't want Moro on Raw and the pay-per-views because Vince is there. He's going to be in the guy's ear, and he's going to crush the guy. I told you all this. Now SmackDown has gone live, and Vince is all over the show, and look what's happened. I hope you're happy, everybody. I hope you're happy. I tried to tell you. And you know what? I don't know what Kenny was talking about. I thought SmackDown was a pretty good show last night.
It was all right.
However, Vince is all over the show. So you're going to have weird stuff. Like Dasha. I don't want anyone to tell me that wasn't the worst interview segment in the history of this company.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? When she interviewed James Ellsworth? Go to my Twitter. Oh. I put every question that she asked on my Twitter.
You won't even believe it.
You'll think I'm making it up.
The Ryan Philippe thing wasn't that great either, so I wasn't, I wasn't real sure here.
Yeah, I loved Ryan Philippe or whatever, showing up, and the storyline is he doesn't watch SmackDown. He's way above it. He's looking for Randy Orton. Everybody has to keep telling him, you don't want to meet Randy.
Things done changed, dude.
This guy remembers Randy from the glory days, and then he quit watching. That literally is a storyline. That's the storyline with Ryan Philippe.
His plug to everything is Mojo.
Oh, yeah. He's buddies with Mojo now, who's now a single star. Okay. This person says, Brian, who is worse, Otunga, Dasha, or Charlie? Well, the answer clearly is Dasha.
Not Charlie.
Charlie does fine. She just has to ask stupid questions. Otunga is useless, and Dasha is aggressively bad.
It's aggressively bad. So aggressively bad is not as bad or worse than useless.
He says, I agree with you. Otunga is far worse. He had a blank expression when Renee went by the announce table. I wish he'd have a blank expression the whole time and never said anything.
That's what I love. I love that look he has. When they pan over and it's him just sitting there with kind of this look of disgust. I'd have that look too if I was sitting there. I don't blame David Otunga for any of this, but I do blame Byron Saxton and you for your horrible opinion.
Is there a four-man announce team on SmackDown because Vince finally listened to Mauro announce and he doesn't like him? I don't know what's going on with the four-man announce team.
But it's Nitro. There's no other way to say it. It is a WCW thing to do. It is coming across that way, and it's not helping
you
any of those
people.
You
chose a bad week to compare this to Nitro.
Well, hey,
Nitro,
all he needs...
from 19 years ago, everybody, I mean, you ain't seen nothing like that show.
Well,
this SmackDown was awesome. That was the NWO Nitro show. I got a full review on the Brian and Vinny show last night.
It's
the worst show ever. This show was awesome compared to that one. Vince should go to the Hall of Fame on this show alone compared to that Nitro. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. When you think of Dee Snider's Twisted Sister, what comes to mind? Rebellion, tongue-in-cheek humor, raucous hair metal guitars, blue eyeshadow in the rocking 80s, perhaps? Well, recently Dee reworked one of his songs as a beautifully stark and touching piano ballad, turning his best-loved record into a powerful tool for a very important cause. Join me over at focusonrock.com for the full story about the helping hand of the new We're Not Gonna Take It.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah Acoustic or Rogue Electric Guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PVP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Doors open Friday at 6 a.m. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Got a text message here saying, PW Insider is reporting AJ versus Joe at Mania. Have you heard this? That is a fake story.
Yes, it is.
PW Insider never reported that. Now, it may happen, but they never reported that. I have not heard that.
couple people, including Rich Latta, wondering, since we were running down the card yesterday, we left AJ's name out because there are possibilities for AJ. We just don't know what they are yet for WrestleMania.
And two more title matches have been set for next week's year-end edition of SmackDown. As was announced on tonight's episode of the show, the Wyatts will defend their titles against American Alpha, Usos, Heath Slater, and Rhino in a Four Corners elimination match next week. Hype Bros won a Battle Royal last week to become the new number one contenders for the titles. Zack Ryder forced to undergo knee surgery due to an injury suffered during the match. Becky Lynch will also get another shot at Alexa Bliss as she challenges for the SmackDown Women's title. Lynch, while disguised under a mask, defeated Bliss in a non-title match tonight. The final SmackDown of 2016 also features triple threat for the championship, AJ versus Dolph Ziggler and Baron Corbin. And it is the return of John Cena. So, big SmackDown next week. Let's go to the phones.
Jumbo,
you're on the air.
Señorita.
Yes, what's going on?
This is Gary in Ohio.
Yes, Gary.
Just a couple questions here. One, do you think it's possible that the Dasha or interview last night with Ellsworth was maybe a rib on you?
I mean, I don't want to say that, but you'd think that watching it, wouldn't you? What a horrible
sure
interview.
Sure would.
God, it was bad.
Sure would. And also, do you think someone will please try to take away the HBK starter kit away from Ziggler?
It's never going to happen.
I mean, it's just embarrassing.
You know why it's embarrassing to me? I hate always having to bury Dolph Ziggler, but hey, I'm far from the only one, looks like, his whole company. There's nothing wrong with watching Shawn Michaels and thinking, you know, I would like to, how can I say this? I would like to emulate the best of Shawn Michaels. I would like to figure out why Shawn Michaels is great and try to incorporate some of that into my act. Lots of people have done that. I did that for crying out loud. But I watched Ziggler, and to me, Ziggler totally does not get what made Shawn Michaels great. He's like, he's stolen everything about Shawn that wasn't part of what made Shawn great. As opposed to going in and trying to figure out, what really was it about Shawn Michaels that was so awesome? What was it about his work? What was it about his character? What was it that was so great? And there are answers to this question of what was so great about Shawn Michaels. And you have to look beneath the surface. Not just look at, well, I got to have long hair, I got to wear the same gear, and I got to take a bunch of stupid bumps. Because that's totally not what made Shawn Michaels great.
When you say beneath the surface, do you mean Playgirl?
Oh, Mike.
I wasn't sure.
Well, thank you very much for the call. It drives me nuts.
That and the fact that you lived through the 80s with hair metal, and he seems to be, like, I guess if there was different types of metal, type of, you know, you draw influence from like Megadeth or Metallica or something like that. I guess, I don't know what Dolph Ziggler would be, the Bullet Boys, or I'm not exactly sure who he would equate to, but that's how he comes across. It's such a weird, it's just everything about it comes across as weird. And the fact that he has unfortunately been such a loser, there need to be a lot of double switches in this company, like officially, you know, Roman Reigns, Sasha Banks, Dolph Ziggler. I don't know.
The New Day.
The New Day at some point, most certainly. But the others for sure right now, just Jesus, they're going to get booed anyway.
I got to say something here.
Baron Corbin getting a one more time chant. Baron Corbin got a one more time chant laying out Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Man.
Because they turned him into a complete geek with their brilliant storyline that attempted to get him over. It did the exact opposite, which, by the way, I called from day one. Because anybody with a brain could have seen that putting a dude on a losing streak gimmick, it never works. Ever! I know people will say, Daniel Bryan. Dude, Daniel Bryan did not get over because he was on a losing streak. Daniel Bryan got over because he was Daniel Bryan, and people got mad about the losing streak. They ain't getting mad because Ziggler's getting beaten. Now,
Dolph
anyway,
Ziggler, big player in the Miz Ascension this year.
I must mention this. Actually, I should mention this on another show where I'm allowed to swear, but I'll try and keep it calm here. So in the new Observer, which is available only for subscribers, at WrestlingObserver.com. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take a call because I want to find the exact line here and build up a head of steam. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going today? Talking about SmackDown last night. Could that have been any more obvious that that was Becky Lynch under a mask?
That's why it was great.
I mean, come on. What they call the Miss Luchadora? What was I can't even remember the name.
I think it was La Luchadora.
Yes.
That what was supposed to have been Mil Mascaris' niece or something or another?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Oh, and I was glad to see Natty finally fessed up that she was the one that beat up Nikki. Now,
well, you know what? That's what made the most sense. And so I'm glad they did it. And now, hey, where's that guy that kept texting about Mickey James?
I know it.
Can we end that now? And man,
Natty's
promo on Nikki Bella was awesome.
It was something.
Oh, yeah. God, that was a great promo.
And then when she was on Talking Smack, she kept going off on it, too.
Yeah, she did.
Was royalty and all this, that, and the other. And it was just
her
really
cat really does have a lot of charisma.
Probably does have more charisma than Nikki Bella.
One other thing. Tonight you're talking about they got the Lucha Underground. You forgot the biggest thing.
No, I didn't. I ignored it, Jim.
You ignored the big cage match between Sexy Star and Johnny Mundo?
Yes, I did. Jim is so overjoyed that I have to watch that match tomorrow night.
That's gonna be something. I guess he will win clean, won't he? Or
you think Sexy Star's beating Johnny Mundo for the title tomorrow in a cage match?
No. I'm talking about Johnny.
Oh yeah. I presume
who's got better abs?
Are you talking Johnny Mundo or Sexy Star? Are you kidding me?
The answer is Dave Meltzer.
I was gonna say, get out of town.
Oh, there's not going to be a show Sunday, is there?
What Sunday? Is that Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah,
no Sunday.
All right, well, Merry Christmas then.
All right, we'll have a replay. Merry Christmas, Jim. I guess he's not planning on calling the rest of the week anyway.
Got to get your dad on, man. It's the first one. It's going to be awesome.
So, this is in The Observer.
Uh-huh.
Like, I read this and just smoke was coming out of my ears.
Oh, what?
All right. So, I'll read the beginning part of this, and then I'll read what it actually says. What is going on here? Ugh. If I find out whose ad that is, I'm gonna smash somebody here on my own website. Hold on, everybody. This stupid autoplay ad. I don't recommend. You've got to be kidding me.
Hold on, you an ad blocker?
I don't use ad blockers.
Why not?
I mean, why not?
Good.
Because I'm a professional.
Oh, I'm sorry. How's that working out for you right now?
It's working out very badly.
You know who wouldn't do this? David Otunga. Wouldn't have this problem. He's a lawyer.
Well, I guess I'll have to just find it after the break right here. I'm texting Tony right now. Get rid of this stupid ad that auto plays.
Yeah.
This person here says, could all of the promos against Nikki be in retaliation? No, of course not. It's not in retaliation for Cena taking time off. They're not mad at John Cena giving you a break. John Cena is the one guy that's making any money for him as an actual single individual. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just a goofy angle. That's it. Just a goofy angle. All right, let me try this again here. I reopened it and stopped it immediately before it could load some stupid ad. I hate ads. All right,
click on them, please.
Let's see here. This is awesome radio. You know what it is? It's amazing radio.
Kenny killed it early.
As I scroll through this 38 million page Observer here. All right.
I thought you only did this
one of those errant things. I don't even have time to rant. It's probably for the best. One of those errant things left at the arena at the house show on December 10th in Lowell, Massachusetts, got out and listed a number of WWE rules at house shows. For example, referees should not play a factor in our finishes. It is important to keep their credibility. Do not compromise a referee or put them in a compromising situation. That's one of many rules here. Now, let me get to the key rule here. It says, if we do a ref bump during a match, have the ref bump to the floor and have a second referee come down and finish the match. please do not have the ref that was bumped remain in the ring, peeking to see when he should get up and finish the match. Anybody want to put two and two together here? On a house show, they don't want a referee down in the ring with his eyes open, looking over to figure out when he should wake up and go count the pin. But apparently, they have no problem with the talent staring at the referee during near falls and killing the heat of every single one of them. I was so mad when I read that. I was so mad, I threw my iPad into the air. It shattered into a million pieces. Now I need a new one for Christmas. Don't have the referee peeking. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Bum stickity bum stickity bum hunt. I got that up put up a pump pump without the feet by your bow diddly bum here. I hunt some meat a pipe up. I'm hyping up Pinocchio's nose, cause I'm a super califragilistic tic-tac-toe. I gave a oopsie daisy. Now you got the crazy. Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. You want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. This person here says, I heard Miz went off script last night and was supposed to say Renee is dating D, not sleeping with, and the slap was real. Could Miz get in trouble? Okay. This fella here who sent me this text is also the same person that sent the text about AJ and Joe at Mania.
Santa's coming.
Please. WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up today. You will get the real story, because that is not a real story. Just like AJ and Joe at Mania is not a real story.
Think anybody else is going to drop the B-I-T-C-H like Natty did twice last night? That kind of surprised me a little bit. Well, I guess wanted to drive that point home that she's out there. Now, she's also going to beat up Carmella still, too. Is Natty the ultimate tweener? She's just going to beat up everybody until she gets the respect that back that the Nighthearts deserve?
Dunno. Brian, for 205 Live, watch the tag team match. Neville teams with Kendrick, and it is a really great match. I will consider that. Although, honestly, why? Because they'll probably do the exact same match on Raw. Because that's what they always do.
What would you rather watch, 205 Live or Talking Smack?
Talking Smack. At least it's different.
Are you going to watch Talking Smack? Did you watch Talking Smack last night?
I did not.
Okay.
I have a child. It's Christmas.
Well,
time.
Santa was on there. They were chanting Santa. Didn't
yeah,
you see
I
Santa?
Heard about it. I will watch it. After I read the review, I was like, this I got to see.
Kind of a Billy
my main
Bob Thornton
man, Rhino.
Of, yes.
Listen, everybody, let me tell you one thing about Talking Smack, though, as much as you love it. Mm-hmm. There's no way, and I'll admit if I'm wrong after I watch it, there's no way that Rhino, and I love Rhino, there's no way, though, that he was a better Santa than Vader was on SmackDown or on Raw 19 years ago this week. Vader was the greatest Santa I've ever seen. He killed Goldust on the show. He hit him with his sack so hard, and he smashed him to pieces, sent him packing. He was the best. Is Vader. Person here says, why do you think NXT live events don't sell well? I always see pictures online of buildings practically empty, but they have a stacked roster and a good reputation.
Stacked, huh?
A stacked roster?
Well.
The problem is, it is a show that is strictly on the WWE Network. It is only the hardcores that are coming to see NXT events. And, unfortunately, there's not a lot of them going to see these events. Sometimes you see an NXT show that's packed. Obviously, the takeovers are packed because everybody's in town for the pay-per-view. But a random NXT show in a random town, I mean, people go to see the superstars that they see on national television. And those guys are not there in NXT. I love Nakamura. I love Joe. I love Bobby Roode. I love all of these guys. But they're not huge house show draws. Think about this. Look at all of the stars that we have on SmackDown. And sometimes there's a SmackDown that draws 2,000 fans for a television taping. For a television taping!
Yeah, let alone what happens on Monday when they go head up with the Raw airing that's airing on TV.
It's not... My baby's all excited out there in the jumpy. Aww. It's not... If you take John Cena off the roster of a SmackDown television taping, you're going to not do all that well. Same with house shows. John Cena is a difference maker. Once you take John Cena off the show, then it's just the SmackDown brand. And I know a lot of people love SmackDown. I thought SmackDown was great last night. It's better than Raw 90% of the time. But it's SmackDown. And I know that the hardcore listeners to this show and the folks that go to our website, you're the minority. The casual ticket-buying audience sees Raw as the A show. SmackDown is the B show. NXT is the C or D show. The Cruiserweight Classic is below that. NXT 205 Live, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's just the legitimate pecking order in the real world. So, I know people sometimes say Brian's in the bubble. We're all in the bubble. The people outside the bubble are the people that aren't going to SmackDown shows and they're not going to NXT shows. They're not going and watching 205 Live. That's the real casual wrestling audience. Now, granted, there's fewer of them than ever. Us hardcores are taking over because everyone else is leaving.
You know who moves the number, though, and who moves the needle? Braun Strowman, who I'm giving all of the credit to Raw, the rating to from last night.
Are you kidding me?
From Monday night. More Braun.
Raw did 2.95 million viewers Monday, 7% up from last week. The football game between the Panthers and Redskins did 11.21 million viewers. So not a blowaway game. Oh, normal levels.
Terrible. Terrible.
While the show started higher with 3.06 million in hour one, as compared to 2.93 million last week, the key was retaining the viewers through the 3 hours. Male fans grew, female fans fell. The tag team match with Rollins and Reigns against Jericho and Owens was a positive, with men between the ages of 12 to 34, a negative with women in the same age range.
Hmm.
Wow, the women weren't into Rollins and Reigns as a team? That's trouble! Charlotte versus Bayley in Hour 3 probably was not a difference maker because it wasn't announced ahead of time. That is true. And the 3 hours, 3.06 million, 2.97 million, 2.83 million. So it did fall all 3 hours, as always, but not as badly as sometimes it does.
And that's something to celebrate now.
This person believes Ellsworth is a scoundrel.
Scoundrel.
Got a lot of people that are not happy with you, Mike.
Why is that?
You didn't like SmackDown. This person says Mike is a drag. This person says Mike must have failed an F4W wellness test.
That's possible.
It would also explain why he says Otunga isn't that bad.
It's great.
Now Otunga's great?
Sure, why not?
Wow. Wow.
Compared to most of your opinions and thoughts, yes, he is.
Nope. He is terrible at his job. But you see, standards have plunged to such a degree in so many areas of wrestling that now guys like Otunga are considered good. And the guys that used to be considered bad are now great.
Like David Crockett,
yep.
Right?
Yep. He was so unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Ishmael in Virginia.
Hi,
Ishmael. You should be starting by saying, my name is Ishmael.
Yes.
How many times have you... Oh, yeah, call me Ishmael. Sorry. I screwed up my own joke.
Yes.
Fool.
Yes, literally my entire life. Yes.
I was going to say, it's got to be your whole life, right?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I am calling in today to talk about Drew Gulak, of all people.
Every day I'm going to say, call me Ishmael, because I want you to phone into this show.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
From now on, that will be how it goes.
Yes.
So I have huge heat with Drew Gulak. Huge.
Why is
like
that?
Real life heat?
No, not real life.
Oh, okay.
Drew Gulak, as he's portrayed on Raw and CWC and on 205 Live, basically... I look at Drew Gulak, he's a very talented performer, of course, you know, he was great on the indies, but he's in the WWE, he's on live television all over the world. This guy has such anti-charisma, it drives me insane watching him. Like, yes, people compare him a little bit to Dean Malenko and, like, how he's stoic and how he's a great worker and everything like that, but you have to add some kind of dimensions to yourself. He goes about it as if he has no intentions of ever making it as a single star in the WWE, if that's just my opinion on it.
Well, if I recall correctly, when they hired Drew Gulak, he wasn't even going to be, like, on the television show. They were going to have him be a trainer.
I think he was going to be a coach, yeah.
A coach or a trainer. And then I guess they decided we need bodies, and hey, he's a hell of a worker, so go, Drew.
I appreciate him.
I like seeing him. That's what drives me nuts about it, but I would like to see him come out of his shell even like 10 to 15% more. It's just,
well,
I look at him and it's just, we all know he's never going to have a singles match at WrestleMania, that kind of thing. And it's just, it's unfortunate that he doesn't add any layers or anything to his character.
Well, you know, maybe that'll slowly come out. Maybe that'll slowly come out over time. But you know what? I will say this. I don't even really think this is necessarily a defense. It would be good if he opened up a little bit more, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a whole bunch of different characters. Like, there's the outlandish Rich Swann, and there's the underlandish Drew Gulak. And then there's everything in between on this program. You need a little mix of everything.
Maybe he can really actually change his name to Bor Osmolenko. That could be the gimmick.
Wow. Name. He's been on this show. Nice fella.
No, stop.
Mike's got heat with him in real life now. Hey, listen, Ishmael, I want to thank you very much for the call. And hey, tomorrow, call me, Ishmael. I'm not giving up on it. I screwed up the joke once. I got to get it right now.
Hey, Tony Nese, I don't think they've, you know, for as good as he looked and, you know, you got the win on Raw and everything, they never kind of went forward with developing him. And you see how they're, quote-unquote, developing Cedric and Noam Dar And guys, you know, I'd be careful what you ask for. And I think the best case scenario for Gulak is once Tozawa comes in, once Tajiri's in, once Dorada's in, yes, he may not get focused upon, but he may actually benefit more by just wrestling in those matches against those guys and getting more steam that way than having the camera or the mic shoved in his face after a match like he and Nice did on the opening show, and they kind of blow it that way. So who knows what's going to happen as time goes along, but he's not the only one who suffers on that show.
This person here says, any chance we get John Cena versus AJ at the Rumble? Of course there's a chance. It's either John Cena, AJ Styles at the Rumble, or it's Undertaker, AJ at the Rumble. And if Undertaker faces AJ at the Rumble, Undertaker probably wins. Undertaker, John Cena at Mania, and then AJ can challenge John Cena after Mania. Or yes. John Cena beats AJ at the Rumble. Or I guess he doesn't even have to. But I think that if Undertaker is going to be at WrestleMania, if John Cena is going to be trying to break the record of Ric Flair and win the title, it should be John Cena versus Undertaker.
How many times has John Cena beaten AJ Styles?
None.
Okay.
That's so the storyline.
I'm wondering if you want to do anything with that now, or do you really wait? It's like the Wyatt family thing with Randy Orton. You're kind of just waiting to see where, you know, it's going to be. Are they going to be breaking apart, you know, exploding? Will Randy Orton stay heel? How's it going to be? And that's something where I think it can wait until after WrestleMania before you make a move on that. If it's them and American Alpha at WrestleMania, I don't think that's going to hurt my feelings. I don't need to see Bray Wyatt in a singles match. Certainly don't need to see it against Randy Orton. Let him do it afterwards. And I think the same thing with AJ Styles and John Cena. That's why I do like the idea of The Undertaker. It gives him a reason to be back. It gives him a reason to be built into a WrestleMania match. And then to do Cena and Styles after it, I think is a great idea. The WrestleMania malaise is big every year. Wasn't as bad this year because they were doing some things, but we got what we got. They'll need all the help they can, you know, they can come after April, so I'm all for waiting.
This person says, the Raw after a pay-per-view always has an increase in ratings. Since this helps Raw's average, could that prevent WWE from cutting back on pay-per-views with Raw wrestlers?
That's
I don't know if that's
anymore.
True.
No, yeah. After the Survivor Series, I think, and SummerSlam, weren't both of them down?
Our main man, Paul Fontaine, will provide us with the information tomorrow.
Either that or Mookie or one of you. Thank you.
Paul Fontaine is our ratings man.
He is pretty good.
The new day is going to be on Let's Make a Deal Friday. So they can't turn heel yet. Maybe they'll turn heel on Let's Make a Deal. They'll cheat to make a deal.
I can't wait for this to happen.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at Geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tim here says, why does WWE continue to sign people and not allow them to do what they specifically signed them for? Examples, Morrow can't be Morrow. Interviewers suck. Some of them were fine in their previous careers. I have no confidence in the future presentation of Grand Metalik. WWE style can die in a fire. Wow.
Dang.
What, you want him to be Kane? Filthy Tom would love that.
Is he coming back? Where's his Mania match?
Dude, he will be in the Geek Battle Royal. Guaranteed.
Does he win it, though? There you go. That's a big question. He might this year.
This person says, I loved SmackDown last night. It was a ton of fun. A lot of angles built next week show up so well. Plus, Rhino as drunk Santa on Talking Smack was amazing.
It was special.
Not a fan of people getting drunk on Christmas.
No, yeah. Yeah, you got to wait till the till afterwards.
Unacceptable.
For the show.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Same thing on Saturdays. We will have a replay on Sunday because it is Christmas, but we're here live the rest of the week, so check it out. There's all of the links up at WrestlingObserver.com as well as SportsByline.com. The full schedule is up at SportsByline.com as well, so check that out. Lots of great stuff up at WrestlingObserver.com. The Observer we talked about with all of those notes from the house show, what you can and cannot do as a talent on house shows. That's available via subscription to Observer.com, as well as all of the shows that we do. 7,500 shows in the archives, more than the WWE Network. And that is it from here. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the callers and listeners, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.